Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and because there are no ordinary moms, Hallmark Signature are no ordinary cards. Find them in the card aisle wherever Hallmark cards are sold.
If you get Mom a St. Louis Bread Company gift card, you'll get a gift too. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for terms and restrictions.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
Your local Tide Dry Cleaners helps keep you looking great so you feel your best.
Tide Dry Cleaners cares about clean clothes and a clean earth.
Green Earth Cleaning is planet and people friendly.
Our drive-through pickup and drop-off keeps you in the car when you're on the go.
First-time customers always receive 25% off.
We're on Clayton Road near Circle 7 in Baldwin.
Text Tide B to 51660 to receive special offers.
That's Tide B to 51660.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
We'll see you soon.
So how do the rich get richer? And what could you learn from them to make the most of your money in your retirement? Find out on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort, and joined, of course, by Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Very good, thank you.
Hi.
79 degrees.
Beautiful.
Sunny blue sky. I heard a weather reporter earlier today on this station say, we'll have a high near 79. In some areas, it could even get to 80.
What?
Oh, watch out in those areas.
Man. Wow.
I never give a specific enough temperature.
No.
Do you need to know? Well, it could be 80. No, no, no. It's not going to be 80. It's only going to be 79 where you are. Don't get too excited. I mean, really, can we just round where our skin isn't that sensitive?
But in some areas.
The heat index, it may get up to 82.
Man.
Do we have a heat index yet?
I don't know. Yeah, no. I don't know what the threshold is for that.
I don't know. I think you have to have a certain amount of humidity, and who knows what that is. Oh, here's another thing I heard today. On this station and on a TV commercial, I both heard stores that are promoting the sale of appliances for Mother's Day.
appliances.
Yes, we're having a sale this weekend. Dishwashers. Wouldn't your wife or mom love a new dishwasher? And I thought, is it 1954?
Yeah, I don't.
Wow,
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Do you know what would happen to my marriage if I said, "Happy Mother's Day, yeah, here's a new dishwasher"?
Yeah.
My wife would look at me and say, well, that's a very, very good thing, because I'm never touching another dish in this house.
I hope you know how to load it. That's what she would have told you.
Are there couples that still exist? Well, you know what? Maybe older couples do that, where the guy never does dishes?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Here's Ian, a guy who's 37 years old, married just a few years, new dad. And you're thinking to yourself, was there a time when that was true for anybody?
Well, wait. I think all you have to do as a guy is wash. Honey, I'll wash the dishes. You wash the dishes and leave some crusty stuff on a couple of them. And then you'll never have to.
Oh, you do it wrong.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And you know that's not how it works. All you do is get lectured about the crusty stuff. And next time, you better do it right or you're going to get the lecture again. There's no, not in my house anyway, there's no, oh, I'll just do it from now on. Is there in your house?
No, but I would bet that, because Frank has said that's been his strategy for a while, and I guarantee you he's not loading dishwashers.
Well, I said older couples, didn't
Well, yes, you did preface it, so he falls into that category.
For him, it is still 1954. Buy an appliance for mom or for your wife for Mother's Day.
I will say, mine, my ex, the daughter of Satan, my boy's mother, she complained about, I was doing dishes one time, and she was telling me how I was doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have the water running correctly, and I didn't, that's the type of marriage that was.
A little bit of micromanagement?
So, yes, a little bit of micromanagement and everything. So I said, fine, you know what? You do them. You do the dishes if I'm doing it so wrong.
How'd that work out?
Well, she grew her horns, and she started having goat's blood,
okay,
and it was really tough to get out of the glasses during the rituals.
It stains.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's like when you have those Pilsner glasses for beer or a beer mug, and somebody puts milk in them. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That glass is ruined from now on. Same thing with goat's blood.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
You better know I'm having a ritual tonight. You better know that the dish is going to be dirty.
I was downtown the other night, and I drove by the Dome, where I was happy to see they still have signs up urging you to buy Rams season tickets.
They do?
Yes.
Did you go in?
It was late at night, and there was no going in, but as I drove by, it's like, what, somebody's going to get around to taking that down some month, right?
Is this an electronic sign or just a regular?
No, it's just a regular.
Do they still have, like, at the entrances, all the Ram stuff?
Yes!
Still on? That's what I thought, because I noticed that a few weeks ago, and I
you saw the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the, just the, you know, the logos and everything up and the players. And
now my next thought after, well, my first thought was those have to come down. And my second thought was, if they're not coming down, I hope Kroenke's paying. Are we just leaving those up there because we're too lazy to take them? Is there no one who works at the Dome?
Yeah. I don't understand that.
The CVC needs to get on this.
Yeah.
And then send them
out to L.A.
Send them on his FedEx account.
The recycling charge.
Yeah.
For whatever that is. We've got Kevin Nealon coming up in about 15 minutes. Kevin Nealon was on Saturday Night Live for 9 years. For a while, he had the record for most years on there. But now Daryl Hammond, because Daryl Hammond has come back. And by the way, how about a perfect time for him to come back when Trump...
Oh,
he does the definitive Donald Trump impression,
yeah,
and now you got the Trump year. It's perfect for him.
Well, and Hillary with him doing Bill.
Yes,
he's got them both covered.
And that Kate McKinnon as Hillary.
Oh yes,
devastatingly funny.
Yeah,
it's gonna. They're gonna have some good stuff this year. So Kevin Nealon, he's coming to play at Lumiere Place on the 21st, 2 weeks from tomorrow, and so he'll join us on the phone in about 10 or 15 minutes. What else did I want to mention here off the top of the show? Oh, speaking of Kevin Nealon, I set this up through his publicist. whose phone number I got from somebody. And so I called, and he said, okay, yeah, I'll talk to Kevin. I'll see if I can set this up for you. No problem. Okay. Give me your email address. And I give him my paul@harrisonline.com. And he gives me his email address, which I won't give out here, but it's at prodigy.net.
Prodigy? Wow, when the last time you heard Prodigy?
I kind of make fun of people who still have an AOL address.
Exactly. Yeah.
But at least AOL exists. After he told me that, I was sitting in front of my laptop at home, and I went and I typed in www.prodigy.net. Nope, nope, no such domain. Well, maybe it's prodigy.com. Nope, no such domain. So how is he still getting his Prodigy mail? I asked him, why do you still have a Prodigy email address? He said, because I have about 4,000 contacts in my Prodigy mailbox account, and I just have never wanted to take the time to transfer that over into something else. It's just too much of a pain.
Oh, it looks like it's been adopted by AT&T and Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
So it's under their umbrella now.
Adopted? Wow.
Yahoo, which is also struggling to stay alive. Did you see this week the story about Katie Couric?
No, I heard, I didn't see the story about how much she's in love and stuff.
No, about how she might be, she's thinking about maybe leaving Yahoo. Raise your hand if you knew Katie Couric was with Yahoo.
Yahoo?
What does she do with Yahoo? I looked it up. She's their global news anchor.
Oh, every once in a while you'll see on the main page, she'll have a segment interviewing somebody or even pop culture, celebrities.
I will say this. Some of my alternate email addresses, you know, the ones that I have to sign up for some site and I don't want to give them my real address, I have several alternate addresses that are at yahoo.com. And I occasionally have used Yahoo as a news source. They're really good for knuckleheads in the news. Hmm. So I've gone there. But I would never think to myself, let's go watch the Katie Couric report on something on Yahoo. Now, here's the sick part. How much do you think she gets paid? And she's thinking about leaving this job that nobody even knows that she has. Guess how much money they pay her?
I would guess, say, 15.
15?
Million.
No, you're close. $10 million a year.
Wow.
$10 million a year to be the global news anchor for a news organization no one actually consumes.
Can we do it for like $5?
Yeah.
Can we offer them?
I'm available for $150.
Yeah.
I don't need $10 million.
I know.
You give me $150 every once in a while, I'll make a video from our Yahoo World News headquarters in St. Louis County.
Yeah.
$10 million. And she's thinking maybe she wants to move on to something else. Katie, I'm here to tell you right now, as somebody who's been in broadcasting longer than you have, do not leave until they kick you out.
Man.
Do not tell anybody else you're thinking about moving on. Don't even let your boss know that you're thinking about that. $10 million a year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Speaking of Trump, I was thinking about this today because people are talking about, and we don't get into politics, but people are talking about vice presidents, you know, who would he choose? Because, you know, Ted Cruz a couple of weeks ago chose Carly Fiorina. How'd that work out? And, you know, people are asking Hillary who might, you know, they're not officially the nominee of their party yet. And it'll be the summer before we know who is going to be their running mate.
Somebody had mentioned Kasich.
John Kasich, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Kasich, but I thought he hated Trump. He was in with...
I think there are a lot of them who do.
With Cruz.
Yeah, but here's what I thought about this morning. Do you know that when our country started, you didn't vote for a president and vice president together?
Oh, really?
If you, when you went and you voted for president, and the first two were George Washington versus John Adams... And the way it worked originally is written in the Constitution is whoever came in first place was president. Whoever came in second was vice president.
Wow.
And it stayed that way until 1800.
Wow.
So when Thomas Jefferson became our third president, he had already been John Adams was the second president with Jefferson as his vice president because Jefferson came in second to Adams. And then Jefferson came in third and Aaron Burr became his vice president because he came in second in the election. Can you imagine if Trump were president and Hillary was his vice president or vice versa?
Oh.
First of all, there's no way Trump would take the job as vice president if Hillary were elected president, right?
No, he would not.
There's no way he's being vice anything.
No.
He's got to be on top. And neither would she.
I don't think so.
Just imagine how absolutely insane that would be.
But is Bernie? Bernie's not completely out of this thing, right?
Well, mathematically.
Mathematically, he is?
Yeah.
Well, not really, because they have those...
He won Indiana.
Superdelegates that at any time can switch.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not. Superdelegates.
It's just...
That's the part of the election that's sponsored by Marvel.
Yeah, no kidding.
The superdelegates are here. Right there, I just gave away a $1 million comedy idea.
I know.
If there isn't somebody on some late night show or SNL who is working up a skit on the superdelegates, they're
like,
missing something big.
Oh, shoot. What is his name? He used to be the TV Funhouse little cartoon
skit. The ex-presidents.
Yes.
TV
the Triumph guy.
Robert Smigel.
Yes, Robert Smigel.
TV Funhouse. Did you see the SpaceX people landed another Falcon rocket on a floating barge again this morning?
Really?
Oh, I saw that, a few weeks ago they did it?
Yeah, they did it 3 weeks ago, and they did it again this morning. They were sending a rocket up to the International Space Station.
Yeah.
And that first stage, the booster rocket, came back down and landed straight up. Boom, landed on that barge. And
wow.
So they get to take it and use it again.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's so cool. I think that science for the win yet again. And what else was I going to mention? Oh, speaking of Marvel, Colin went to see the only new movie that's opening this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's Captain America Civil War. And he'll have the review for us in about 40 minutes or so. I can't remember a week where only one movie opened.
No.
Even last December, when Star Wars opened up their latest one, the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler movie, Sisters, opened up opposite that.
Yeah, it did.
And just a few weeks ago, when Batman vs. Superman opened, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 was opening the same week. Got crushed and sucked. But actually, that was a week with two bad movies, because Batman vs. Superman, not good, and My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, worse. So I can't remember a week where all the other studios said, what, Captain America's coming out? Mm-hmm. Clear everything out. Nothing else can open up on May 6th. So we'll get to Colin with that a little bit later on. And, of course, the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads of the News and Mike Evans all coming up between now and 6 o'clock. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Kevin Nealon, formerly of Saturday Night Live, formerly of Weeds, and also good friend of Gary Shandling, who just died a few weeks ago. I'm going to ask him about that, too, right after this on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now for the first time this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Good afternoon, Dan. We've got a two-vehicle collision on eastbound 70 past Grand that has the right lane closed. Looks like we had a report of a person struck on Brown Street at Warden in Alton. We have some heavy traffic on eastbound Highway 44 now that goes from a little bit west of Grand up through 55, and that right lane remains slow all the way up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170, we're heavy now between Del Mar down through Highway 40. Westbound 40 already with the slowdown between Kings Highway and McCausland. You're a little slow in pockets now between Clayton Morrison up through 270, and it looks like westbound 70, we're running slow between the Earth City Expressway and Highway 94. This report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Sitting through graduations are tough, so for every $50 in St. Louis Bread Company gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. Visit your local bakery cafe for terms and restrictions. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you. See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Hey, crew, Carney here. I just thought I'd help you out, remind you, Mother's Day right around the corner. If that's news to you, get moving. Know that Walter Knoll can take care of it for you. No matter where mom is, they will get it to her. Deliveries on Saturday, Friday at work, Sunday, whenever you need it delivered, they will do it. And they have not only beautiful floral arrangements, but all types of gifts in all price ranges. And they'll ship anywhere in the country, all with that Walter Knoll florist satisfaction guarantee. Don't leave mom out, because she'll hold it against you the rest of her life. The website is WKF.com. Mobile friendly too, or you can pick up the phone and call them and order the old-fashioned way. 1-800-341-ROSE. That's 1-800-341-ROSE. Or stop by any of the Walter Knoll florist locations. Mother's Day around the corner. Don't drop the ball. Think Walter Knoll florists.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Mom! If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be you. So why not say thank you for all she's done for you by taking her to the Mother's Day brunch at the Courses at Forest Park? We would need about 7 minutes to tell you about the fabulous menu, but since we have only 30 seconds, suffice to say it is delectably incredible. Reservations are highly recommended, so call 314-367-6648. Yes, your mom put up with a lot when you grew up. Show her you appreciate that by treating her to the Mother's Day brunch May 8th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Courses at Forest Park.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters? The GE Great American Cooking Event. It's Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that you don't want to miss this great deal from GE. Whether you're remodeling, building, or just replacing a cooking appliance, now is the time to buy. Purchase two or more eligible GE appliances and receive a Visa prepaid card valued up to $1,500. This also includes select built-in style appliances like cooktops, wall ovens, speed cook ovens, and slide-in style stoves. Check out Appliance Discounters' large display of built-in style appliances today.
Baron Mirror Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Baron Mirror Glass and Door. Baron Mirror Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Baron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat.
Are you living up to your optimal level of health? The doctors of the Institute of Natural Health invite you to tune into their show, Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock, where you'll learn about what things may be keeping you from being the healthiest you possible and how to find a better way. The Institute of Natural Health's philosophy is to treat the person rather than manage a condition. Achieving optimal health and wellness is possible, and the Institute of Natural Health can help. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know, my guest today from his decade or so on Saturday Night Live is 8 seasons on Showtime's Weeds, 24 movie comedies, including The Wedding Singer and Anger Management and Daddy Daycare and Happy Gilmore and Walk of Shame and Roxanne. He's also done a couple of hour-long stand-up specials. He's written a book called Yes, You're Pregnant, But What About Me? And now he's coming back to St. Louis, the town he was born in, to do stand-up at Lumiere Place on May 21st. Kevin Nealon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul, thanks. Man, I get exhausted just listening to those credits. What a lot of work I've done.
It's quite a career you've had.
Yes.
I know you were born here. Did you grow up here?
No, I didn't. I lived there for 3 weeks. My father was going to SLU, and then he graduated and got a job in Connecticut. But I was born in a hospital, the Incarnate Word it was called, on Grant Street, which is now apparently, I guess, a hotel. So I could actually stay overnight in the room I was born in, I guess.
Yeah, although I think the Lumiere people want you to stay in their hotel.
Yeah, I think you're right. Which also used to be a hospital at one point, probably.
Before we get into the funny stuff and other things from your career, I've got to ask you about Gary Shandling, because I know you knew him and were close with him. You did 3 episodes of the Larry Sanders Show, and this iconic photograph that came out a couple of weeks ago of about 60 of Gary's close friends all getting together on the basketball court, where I guess you guys used to gather, was kind of a who's who of comedy. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with him, if you would.
Well, I can tell you that picture was only like half of the people that were there that day. You know, somebody decided to take a picture after a lot of the people left. But my relationship with Gary started about 37 years ago when I first got out to L.A. and I met him at, you know, one of the comedy clubs, and we became friends over the years. And we toured together, we played basketball together, ping pong, we wrote together, you know, vacationed. And he was such a mentor to me and such a role model for comedy, and such a good person, so generous, you know. We love to hike together, and, you know, he lived 10 minutes from my house, so I always, like, just pick up the phone and say, Gary, you want to go for a hike today or whatever, and he'd always be up for it. And so, yeah, it's a big loss. It was a really shocking and such a big loss that happened.
How was he a mentor to you?
Well, Gary was a great joke writer. He was a very disciplined writer, you know, in general. He wrote, you know, he was a groundbreaker when it came to TV with the Larry Sanders Show and It's Gary Shandling Show.
Yep.
And so, you know, you try to emulate people like that you respect and admire. And he would work with me, you know, like if I was, say, I was coming to the Lumiere Hotel, you know, I'd call him and say, Gary, you know, I'm going back to St. Louis, I'm working at this casino, this hotel, and we'd talk on the phone for like an hour about jokes, you know, and he would help, you know, write with me.
And how did the Sunday basketball games work? Was it just everybody showed up when they wanted to and it was kind of a pickup game?
No, he would, his assistant would send out invites, you know, and usually to the same people, but it was almost like a talk show. I'd say to him, you know, who's going to be on at the game this week? And it'd be anybody from like Brad Pitt to David Duchovny to, you know, Will Ferrell. You never knew who was going to be there, but it was, you know, it was maybe 4 teams, 3-on-3, half court, you know, small court.
Yeah.
And then we'd just hang out, and there'd be food out in the kitchen, and, you know, like from takeout food from local restaurants, and we'd just hang out and watch whatever game was on and just talk, and it was a fun hang on a Sunday morning.
Was there anybody in this group of actors and comedians who dominated the game?
Besides me?
Of course.
Not really. We were all pretty much the same. None of us were really that good. You know, we were all kind of comics and writers, you know, not real athletes. But, you know, it was a pretty good game, though. We had some tough games, and I was usually one of the taller people there.
Yeah.
So I was a good defensive player.
Well, you're right. It's a great loss, and my heart goes out to those who knew him as well as you did over all those years, and for all of us who enjoyed his comedy for all those years.
Thank you.
But enough maudlin stuff for now. The first time I saw you do stand-up, I think was about 25 years ago. You were on Saturday Night Live at the time, and you did a tour with Dana Carvey and Dennis Miller. And I think you opened the show, and then it was Dana, and then Dennis closed it. Am I remembering that right?
I don't recall exactly what the order was. We might have mixed it up, you know, on different nights. But you were right. That was a tour that we did. I think it was 30-some-odd cities, and Swatch sponsored it. And I remember we were in Des Moines, Iowa, staying at a Red Lion Inn, a Red Roof Inn. Mm-hmm. And I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger. This would be after our first year in SNL. I saw Schwarzenegger on being interviewed, and I told Dana, we got to watch this. And we started talking like Arnold. And then we decided we'd come up with characters that talk like him for the next season. We came up with the Hans and Franz characters.
Yeah. And did you ever do that for him?
Oh, yeah. He loved those characters. In fact, he came on SNL and was in one of the sketches with us, Hans and Franz. And then he went on to run for governor and kept using a lot of the, you know, Hans and Franz terms like, you know, we want to pump you up and don't be a girly man and all that stuff.
Yeah. Also, while you were on SNL, you did Weekend Update for, what, a couple of years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 years.
I still watch the show occasionally, and it seems to me that it's so different from when you were doing it all those years ago, because now, by the time Saturday night rolls around, with all the late night shows and stuff on Twitter and everything else is done, isn't it?
Pretty much. It was similar to that when I was doing it, because all the late night talk show hosts would kind of, you know, pummel the news stories before Saturday. So you really couldn't start writing Weekend Update until really around Thursday or Friday at the, you know, probably the earliest.
Yeah.
And you try to come up with jokes that somebody else hasn't done already. And, but we didn't have Twitter back then, so it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't permeating the social network that much.
And you really only had to watch out for what Carson was doing on his monologue at the time. It was just kind of him and Letterman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Carson and Letterman and, probably just them.
And Letterman. Yeah. But still, you wouldn't want to come on Saturday and say, so this thing happened on Monday. Yeah, we've heard it already.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
It seems like it's so much less relevant now, because anytime you want to come up with something, you know, by the time you think of it, somebody's already tweeted it.
That's true. That's true. And then you tweet it out, and somebody will comment saying, that's old news, you know, or somebody else already said that, you know.
I mentioned in my introduction all these movies that you've done. Was Roxanne with Steve Martin your first one?
It was my first movie. It was really my first real movie. I think I did a kind of an extra kind of a part in another movie, but I can't remember the name of it, but that was really the first movie I did, and I played Drunk Number 2. We shot that in British Columbia, and it was really so much fun, because I was a huge Steve Martin fan.
You and Drunk Number 1 was Rich Scheidner, and he beats the two of you up.
That's right, with his tennis rackets. He deflects our ski pole duel.
It's a funny scene, but what I liked about that was that at the time, you and Rich and Max Alexander and Damon Wayans and Steve Middleman and Maureen Murphy, you were all kind of the touring comedians of the day, right?
We were. There was a lot of comics on that show. In fact, during our filming up there, we took a night and did a fundraiser for the local fire department there. And Steve hadn't been doing stand-up for a long time, and he got wind of it, and he said, hey, can I MC it? But don't advertise it. He said, don't advertise that I'm going to be the MC. But, of course, word got out, and there was a line, like, wrapped around that building, like, twice, mm-hmm. for people coming up from the States to see him do stand-up.
How do you decide in a group of comedians like that who goes when?
I don't really remember what the order was. I never remember those things, but I think it's just a matter of, I don't know, happenstance.
Somebody points to you, Kevin, you're on next.
Yes.
Something like that. Have you been doing stand-up all along or over the course of these years? Because, you know, you had all the years on SNL, you had all the years on Weeds. Did that prohibit your ability to go out and do a bunch of weekends?
No, it didn't. I mean, I am a stand-up comic. That's what I am, and I've never stopped doing stand-up comedy. You know, even on SNL, during the off weeks or the hiatus, I would go out and do stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it was that tour with Dana and Dennis or just solo tours, you know, I don't think I've stopped doing stand-up more than 2 weeks ever. And I just love it, you know. It's the acting kind of came secondary for me.
Where did you start doing stand-up?
I started at the Improv in Hollywood.
And you were in that class with all those people that I just mentioned? They were all there about the same time?
Yeah, a lot of those people started in New York, and then they kind of migrated to California. And but I think we all started about the same time back then, yeah.
The other TV show that you had a long run on, which I mentioned, was Weeds with the beautiful Mary Louise Parker. And there were some scenes on there where either you or she were, or maybe Elizabeth Perkins, were at one point or another either nude or having sex with somebody. Is that fun to do?
It's kind of fun. It's kind of titillating because you're a little nervous and it's exciting and, you know, you've been thinking about it a lot, and then it happens, and it's really becomes kind of methodical. I mean, everything is kind of placed out. Like, you're going to have your head on this side of her face. You know, you'll kiss twice. You know, we're going to make it funny, so we'll make barking noises, you know. We'll make something a little different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing really that's enjoyable more than the actual acting of it, you know.
But is it weird the first time you have to consider, oh, tomorrow when I go to work?
Yeah, I mean, I did a film called Blended with Adam Sandler where I'm making out with a 23-year-old mm-hmm. throughout the whole film, you know.
Yeah.
And my wife was there, too. So, you know, it was a little awkward. But, you know, you're actors, and we both understand that. So
yeah,
it kind of comes with the territory.
And on Weeds, your character was perpetually stoned. What were they making you smoke?
That was a honey rose herb, and that's what they smoke in all these movies and TV shows. If they smoke the real thing, you never get anything done.
Well, I assumed that you weren't using real weed, but how is that to smoke? Were you a smoker?
No, I don't smoke pot, and I don't smoke cigarettes. So it was a little harsh on the throat.
Yeah.
You know, you'd inhale it to make it look real.
Yep.
And I remember when we did the pilot, I was inside of a SUV and it was sweltering. It was about 110 degrees in Valencia, California, north of L.A. And we couldn't have the air conditioning on the car because it made too much noise for the camera. So, you know, as soon as they said action, they cut the AC off. And then the windows would be closed mostly, and I'd be smoking this joint of this herb, honey rose herb. And I remember waking up that night, in the middle of the night, with my throat just, you know, I'm thinking, oh, what did I do? Why did I, you know, expose myself to that for a silly pilot?
Yeah.
And then little would I know I'd be doing that for the next 8 years.
Right. Well, the whole notion of taking something and saying, I'm going to light this on fire, and when the smoke comes out, I'm going to suck it deep into my lungs, just an insane concept to begin with.
I know it. And, you know, whenever I'm asked, and I've never thought about this until I'm talking to you right now, but whenever I'm asked, like in a medical thing, do I smoke or have I ever smoked, I should put down yes, because I smoked a lot of that honey rose herb and I inhaled it.
Yeah.
For 8 years.
I mentioned that you did Weeds with Mary Louise and also with Elizabeth Perkins, and I hear you just shot a pilot with her for Amy Poehler. Is that right?
That's right. It was written by Charlie Grandy and Amy Poehler, and Amy's directing it and executive producing it, and it's a really fun show. They haven't come up with the title yet, but it's basically about a royal family, you know, like Prince Charles, you know, and Queen Elizabeth in England. But this one takes place in a fictional country called Moldaria. And I am King Adrian, and my wife is played by Elizabeth Perkins, and we have three dysfunctional kids. We're all dysfunctional, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get our approval ratings up so that we are not, you know, deemed incompetent to be the royal family. And it's been it was a really fun shoot. And I hopefully we'll hear in, I think, the next week or so if it gets picked up or not.
What network is it for, do you know?
It's for the National Broadcasting Company, NBC.
Well, you have some history with them.
I do, and so does Amy. So, you know, I think we've got the gods are in our corner.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever it's called, we'll look for it. Maybe when we find out in the next couple of weeks about where pilot season is going. And I also saw I saw on your website that you are crowdfunding your own movie. True?
That's true. It's It's a movie that I wrote with my writing partner slash wife, and it's called The Pleaser. And it's basically about how my world is turned upside down when my gay mother-in-law and her partner, my mother-in-law is a fertility specialist from Tennessee, moves in with us to help us try to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an offbeat, dark comedy. And people can go to thepleasermovie.com if they want to get involved.
Tell me about the crowdfunding part of this. Why not go to a studio? Why not go to other people who you know have money?
Well, I will tell you exactly what the thought process was. It's a small movie. And when you do a crowdfunding movie, you kind of get to call your own shots. You could cast it yourself. You have final cut. You know, you don't have to make changes, and the studio doesn't get involved. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're doing it with fans, so fans are part of it. You know, they get to visit the set if they, you know, should, you know, contribute for that prize, or you know, they could have a character named after them. There's a lot of different, you know, things that they can get. And then, you know, but I will tell you that in the last couple of weeks, at a last minute kind of a thought, we went to Netflix and we pitched it to Netflix a couple of days ago. And we're waiting to hear back once they read the script if they would want to produce it, because they don't get involved that much with their projects. So it would give us that creative freedom. So, you know, the crowdfunding thing is kind of a temporary hold right now. And we'll know in a couple of weeks if we're going to go forward with it.
Yeah, because if Netflix comes through, you can tell the crowd, thank you very much. We now have real money over here.
Yeah, in so many words, right.
Yeah. And you're right that Netflix getting involved in anything, they kind of are just the check writers, aren't they? They don't look over your shoulder. I haven't talked to people who've done any of these other projects, but there are so many of them. They seem like they're essentially given freedom to make whatever they want.
They give you a lot of freedom. I mean, they also kind of talk to you up front, and they discuss it so they know what you're getting into.
Sure.
But they do give you a lot of freedom, yeah, which is nice.
And that's odd, kind of, in Hollywood, isn't it?
Well, everything is changing now. You know, things are changing in so many different ways with social media and with all the different networks and production, you know, platforms and things like that. I think some of these places are giving the artists much more creative freedom because they are the artists and they're creating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are a lot of people who for the last 50 years have been saying, well, that's what I wanted. But you didn't have any place to do that because there were 18 layers of vice presidents and start just screwing things up.
That's right. Everybody's fearful of their job, their job.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the nice things about doing stand-up is you think of it, you say it, nobody gets in the way.
I do love that aspect of it, you know, and I love doing the stand-up. I love the craft of it. The only hard thing is the challenge is traveling and just being gone a lot. You know, I have a family, and I like to spend time with them now. And, you know, so, you know, doing a movie like this or doing a sitcom will keep me in town, which is what I'm hoping for.
Well,
but I'll never stop doing stand-up.
Bring the family to St. Louis in a couple of weeks, and you can drive them around and say, see that building? That used to be a hospital. That's where Daddy was born.
That's right. And by the way, I discovered a really cool museum, the Children's Museum there last time I was in St. Louis. I'd love to bring my son to.
Yep, we've got all sorts of cool stuff here. And one of the things we're looking forward to, I'm coming to see you on the 21st at Lumiere Place. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Kevin. I look forward to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Nice talking to you, too.
Kevin Nealon here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland.
Boy, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and it just happened in a real quick time frame here. We have an accident. It is, let me get back to it, got one on westbound Highway 4064 at Hampton. It has the two right lanes blocked. You've got another accident, eastbound 70 past Bermuda, that's got the two right lanes blocked and the ramp from Bermuda onto Highway westbound 70. We also had an accident or a stalled vehicle reported westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge blocking the left lane, and a stalled vehicle on eastbound 44, which would be actually be westbound 70 before Madison. The left lane is closed there. And this traffic report brought to you by GAF Roofing. Roofing contractors, it's Pro Appreciation Week at Lowe's. Stop by your local Lowe's and get 10% off select GAF roofing accessories. Now it's going on today. See store for details, void where prohibited. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hey, it's Brett.
Brendan Weese. I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Listen to Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30. It's going to be a blast.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show on KTRS.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantage retirement. Call 800-203-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-203-9898. 1-800-203-9898. That's 1-800-203-9898.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitar-a-thon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-728-2776. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-728-2776. That's 1-800-728-2776. Call 1-800-728-2776.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend, Jeff Hopper, from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you have mosquitoes in your yard, and you're afraid of the Zika virus or anything like that, you call Hopper's. We have a monthly service that we provide that protects you and your home. This program will help give you your yard back. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
The Big 550.